The country's fight against obesity is going slowly. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new numbers today. They show that there is some progress. The obesity rate among preschoolers is down, but among teenagers and women, it is up slightly. A study published in the journal Pediatrics may help explain why it's so tough to nudge Americans' eating habits in a healthier direction. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, the study looks at one factor in particular.
Big food and beverage companies know that good advertising works. Perhaps that's why they spend millions of dollars to get celebrities to endorse their products. A new study finds megastars who are popular with teens, including Britney Spears, Beyonce, and Justin Timberlake, are often paid big to promote the kinds of foods we're told to eat less of. Imagine inking an estimated $6 million deal around this little jingle. Or how about $50 million for this?
Embrace your past, but live for now.
That's the estimated amount of an endorsement deal Beyonce signed with Pepsi. Researcher Marie Bragg of New York University tracked down 590 endorsements made by dozens of top music celebs, and she analyzed 57 different food and beverage brands they promoted.
We found that the vast majority of the food and beverage products were unhealthy. And that wasn't that surprising given what we see on television.
But she says what is kind of surprising is that despite having healthier products in their portfolios, such as bottled waters, big food companies don't seem to spend much promoting them. Bragg's study does not directly analyze how the endorsements influence consumption, but she points to one example of the influence, an endorsement by the rapper Pitbull.
When Dr. Pepper asked Pitbull to endorse their product, they actually got 4.6 million advertising views, and sales went up by 1.7% despite declining sales overall in the sort of soft drink category.
The food and beverage industry has pledged to cut back on marketing unhealthy foods to children under 12. Lots of the biggest companies, including Coke and McDonald's, are part of the initiative, and Elaine Kolish oversees it.
We focus on the under age 12 group because those children are the ones who need special protections.
But with the new data suggesting rates of obesity are on the rise among teenagers, there may be new pressure on the industry to consider this age group, too. Drew Nanis of the Partnership for a Healthier America, which works with companies that want to make a commitment to health, says some progress is being made in promoting healthier foods.
I think when you look at where people are spending their time and their dollar, you know, certainly we've got our work ahead of us.
Nanis's group is taking a play from the advertising playbook of McDonald's and Pepsi. They've helped launch a new fruit and vegetable ad campaign with a bunch of celebrity endorsements, from Cam Newton, who promotes Cam Carrots, to...
Hi, everyone. I'm Jessica Alba, and apples are where it's at.
It's clear there's no end to celebrity-backed foods. Even Oprah is reported to be getting in the game. A search of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office database shows she's applied to trademark her own brand of foods, ranging from Oprah pancakes and popcorn to pizza. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.